Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to This is Maria. The topic of today is menopause. This has been really, really requested by a lot of you. I know there are a lot of women who are struggling with understanding the symptoms of menopause and trying to find answers, trying to understand the cards that they have been dealt, and also what to do with the symptomology, frankly, how to find that footing, how to find the new center as their bodies are changing, as the hormone levels are shifting. And so today we're going to dive into menopause and really what it means from the energy perspective. We're going to dissect what a female body is going through, and we're going to bring in some long lost wisdom around how to ease into this stage of your life with so much grace. Because menopause could be, and everything that happens after could and should be, some of the happiest times of your life. A woman is supposed to flourish after menopause, not before. The bloom time for a female organism is after menopause. I know I'm saying something that completely makes no sense, but I will dissect all of this and more in this video. Before we dive in, I wanted to let you guys know that there are recordings available on all of the past healing circles that I did. They are available for purchase, and you can check them out. So the Witch Wound Healing Workshop, the Etheric Wings Activation, the Healing Your Throat Chakra, and all of the ones that I'm going to do in the future are going to be available for purchase. On thisismaria.com under past events. I'm saying this because each of these circles that we do together is such a blissful healing opportunity. And I know some of you missed out on the previous ones. And so I just wanted to let you know that you can still watch them, watch the replays. And the replays are just as effective and just as impactful. The only difference really is you don't get to ask questions live because the questions have already been asked and the workshop already took place. That's that. Let's dive into menopause, because I know how much aggravation that causes to the women on this planet. In fact, I'll go as far as to say that the female anatomy and the shifts that a woman is going through as she moves from one cycle of her life into the next are not as understood as they once were, and not as understood as they perhaps need to be understood in order for women to live happy and fulfilled lives. And not only that, but menopause is a period of a lot of pressure on so many women. It is a period where they feel less than, instead of understanding that menopause is the time of coming into your power as a woman. That is not how society views it today. And so we're going to start removing the stigma from the term itself. Because what we seek to understand is the truth about the cycles of a female life and what it is that is truly happening from the energetic perspective and how you can help yourself if you're going through menopause. I want to start by saying that through whatever conditioning that exists on planet Earth right now, there is a lot of stress and a lot of virtue that is placed on the archetype of the maiden. Right, so there are three major archetypes for women: the maiden, the mother, and the crone archetype. Throughout her life, a woman would go through all three of these stages, all three seasons, if you will. And in today's society, the way that the deck of cards has been stacked, if you will, and through whatever conditioning that the Catholic Church and, you know, just call it the patriarchy has imposed on society, the truth of the matter is that there are certain archetypes of a woman, and there are certain stages that are valued more than others. In fact, you would see, you know, even if you look through the Bible, that the Virgin, let's not go far, Virgin Mary, right? Virgin Mary is literally in every Christian church. So that is an archetype that is lauded. Right, so the maiden archetype really is very much embraced, and the mother as well. So these two are very much accepted by society. it is understood that the most desirable is probably the maiden, right? Although, I guess mother is also desirable from a different perspective, right? But if we look at what society values youth from a woman, right? Youthful appearance and youth in general. That is why women spend an ungodly amount of dollars on different youth serums, face creams to make them younger, plastic surgery for all kinds of facelifts, etc., etc. It is because this archetype of the maiden, the youthful archetype, is very much embraced. And even if you are the mother, so you're in that next stage of your life, it is preferred that you look like a maiden. That is what's being put out there. And so there's all that, like aging like fine wine and aging gracefully. But either way, if you look at women that aged well, they're young looking, right? So youth very much is a value in society. And that value has been propagated towards women, right? It has been sold through as a value towards women. I will tell you, it has not always been the case. Youth hasn't not always been the most desirable quality in a woman. The fact that a woman is a childbearing age has not always been the most important thing about a woman. What is the aspect of female greatness that we forgot as a society? What have we denied? What have we reduced to nothing? What are we not seeing collectively? What are we unaware of around feminine power? The answer to all of those questions is we're not seeing the crone. We're not seeing a woman in her prime. Who is a crone, really? She's not an old hag. God forbid. That is not what a crone is. And whatever you're imagining in your heads, probably, as you're listening to me, is not what she is. She's just not old for the sake of old. She's definitely not grumpy or salty that she's not young. She's none of those things. The crone archetype is the archetype of wisdom. The crone archetype is an archetype of a seer. The crone archetype is an archetype of an intuitively connected female that actually becomes a leader in her family, in her society, and the world at large. She becomes an elder. She becomes the wise one, the wise woman, when she turns the crone. So as a female, and that's where we're getting to menopause. Menopause, right, is that first stage as you're transitioning from the mother to the crone archetype, as well as the rest of the crone archetype, right? So it's the transition period into the crone and being the crone itself. And we're going to dissect what that means. Historically, in society, like prior to the call of the patriarchy, women were in positions of power, in the roles of advisory, in the roles of seers, because women were, you know, the ones intuitively connected to the energy of water and therefore ancestral memories and therefore the Akashic records of the planet and elsewhere, intuitively connected. The wisdom that women usually get comes with age. It is the blossoming of a flower, of a female organism, the blooming, the true bloom. A woman does not, well, I guess you can say that the woman blooms at every stage. The woman blooms when she is a maiden. The woman blooms when she's the mother. But the woman really blooms when she's the crone. And that is a very well forgotten past. And that is something that pretty much any religion right now, the patriarchal religion, the Abrahamic religion, would want you to forget, is that the woman truly blooms when she's older. Why is that? It is because of an energetic shift that should happen in, and usually, you know, used to happen in a female body, quite naturally, because that knowledge that is now forgotten at one point was common sense. The knowledge about the transition into menopause was at one point common sense. What happens to a body of a woman energetically was common sense. And because of that, a lot more women were able to harness the mighty power within that came with becoming a crone that a lot of women are really, really struggling these days. So what do we have right now? we have a society that misunderstands menopause, that puts a stigma on it, and that in fact devalues any woman that steps into that very beautiful stage of her life. All of a sudden, she's not of childbearing age. All of a sudden, she's old. All of a sudden, she's discarded. Or, you know, all of these other things that are floating around. And if you guys feel that I'm translating my opinion to you, please know that all of these previous statements that I just made are me reading the collective consciousness of humanity and just picking up on the vibration of the attitude towards women in that age, and women themselves even thinking that, like, oh my God, I'm getting old, I'm useless, like all of that, like there's a lot of pain associated with that. Here's what's actually happening to you. Here's why you're experiencing all of these bodily sensations. Here's why you have the hot flashes. Here's why you have the chills. Here's why it feels like you cannot control your body temperature. Here's why the whole world feels like it's going haywire when you're in menopause. Here's why. Because a critical piece of knowledge has been lost around how to deal with this transition. Now, let's dissect what's actually happening with your body so you understand how to deal with menopause. When the female enters the archetype of the mother, or the stage of her life that is the mother, a childbearing age, call it, right? Essentially, almost the entirety of the time that she menstruates. What ends up happening is a lot of this woman's life force is being accumulated inside of her sacral center, her childbearing center, her center of creativity, her center of being, giving life, her center of pleasure, her center of sensuality, right? That is so intrinsically connected to who you are as a female that a lot of your energy that comes to you from your higher self, from the universe, is going to be distributed to your sacral center. So you could hold space for yourself and others. So you could build relationships with others. So you could build a family. So you could be the nurturing presence that your husband needs, or whoever you're married to, your partner needs. That you can be the nurturing presence for the kids. So you can be the nurturing presence even for the elderly parents and your community and everything, right? That nurturing presence comes from the sacral and the heart, right? Those two feminine centers, those two feminine chakras. Of course, as you're going through your monthly cycles, as you're going through your, you know, as you're bleeding out every month, your sacral is going through a massive process of renewal. So there's a lot of activity in your sacral center, whether you'd like this or not, because your physical body is creating so much activity with the period that even if your energy body did not want to pay attention to your reproductive system, it could not. Because it's cycle upon cycle upon cycle upon cycle. And it's like, okay, we're ovulating. Okay, we're not. Okay, like we're in luteal stage. Okay, like all of these changes, oh my God, there are a lot to keep track of for you in an energy body, right? And so because of how much activity and happening there always is, even when you're not pregnant, even when you're not with child, just through the monthly process of bleeding, right? Your body always has to pay attention to your sacral. Always, whether it wants it or not. So what happens when you are hitting menopause? All of a sudden, that childbearing function becomes secondary. You are entering the next stage in your life where being a mother, I mean, matters, but not really. In the sense, like there's a new door that becomes open. And, you know, the troubles of motherhood and becoming pregnant and all of that good stuff is behind you. What's in front of you is a whole new life. What is that whole new life? What is it supposed to be truly? And what is happening with energy? The answer is actually very simple. The energy from your sacral wants to rise up naturally. It wants to rise up. Do you know where it wants to go naturally? It wants to go to the other chakra that is connected to your sacral, which is your third eye, middle of your forehead. That's where the energy wants to go when you're a crone, naturally. The energy wants to go up. Why? Because true wisdom, being a seer, being an intuitive, being a healer, all of it, right? comes from being connected to your higher centers, your higher chakras, and specifically the feminine higher chakra, which is the third eye. So essentially what's supposed to happen during menopause is your energy flips. And if so much of your feminine energy was accumulated in the sacral, pretty much most of it would flip and go into your third eye. That is what's supposed to happen at menopause. Supposed to happen. In the days of old, the women used to know how to raise that energy up. Now, the only thing people know these days, and even that is half-baked, is how to raise a kundalini. Kundalini is not the same thing. We're talking about rising feminine energies. We're not rising from the void. We're not rising from the root. We're rising the energy from the sacral to the third eye. It's the feminine arc. It's called the feminine arc. The feminine arc contains three energy centers, the sacral, the heart, the third eye, with the third eye being the pinnacle of your femininity. And you're supposed to unlock that after menopause, you guys, not before. Before, it's child's play. If you're in, I don't know, in the maiden stage and the you're in the mother stage and your third eye is already on steroids, wait till you become the crone. Like, honestly, wait till you hit menopause. It'll blow your mind if you know what you're doing. And that's a big if. Because here's what happens. There's so many misconceptions around what's happening around menopause and like why women get all of the symptoms and all of the hot flashes and everything. Because it's like, oh, is it stored anger? All the anger against the patriarchy? No, it's not actually. Now, there is a lot of stored anger in women. Sacred rage is real. But that's not it. Because the knowledge that you're meant to raise your energy from your sacral and create a whole new ocean in your third eye. Because that knowledge has been lost. Nobody is leading women through menopause. There were wise women before, older women, that would lead younger generations through menopause in a very graceful way, in a way that made sense. That's not happening right now. So that's why it's a land of pain and suffering and shame and just like resistance and all of that. That's what menopause is. So no, it's not your anger circulated through your system. It's the energy of your sacral that is no longer reserved for your monthly cycle, wanting to do something with itself, that is traveling up your body, looking for an outlet and looking for a way out and looking for you to build a pathway for itself that is meant, that it is meant to walk. That is why you have the hot flashes. That is why you have the chills. That is why you have all the weird symptoms. Because that energy cannot go where it's supposed to go. So it is creating weirdness inside of your system. It is out of whack. It's kind of like it's bouncing out of the walls of your internal organism, trying to figure out its way. And it's failing. You see, every woman is naturally a wise woman. Every woman has the capacity to become that through the process of raising the energy through her feminine arc. And there is the perfect timing for it, and it's called menopause. So menopause is really the invitation to become who you came here to become. A wise counselor, an advisor, a seer, a healer, all of the above. By the way, your healing powers would only amplify as a woman once your third eye is in full-blown control of your life. Because a lot of healing comes from the heart space, we know that. But third eye amplifies your healing abilities like there's no tomorrow. Like there's no tomorrow. If you allow your energies to start rising up from the sacral and build a new home for themselves, in your third eye area, you are going to have a much easier time with menopause. You're going to have a much easier time adjusting. All your hormones are going to fall in place. Everything else is going to fall in place if the energy can go where it's supposed to go. All of a sudden, you would notice that truly, you only start living after menopause. Everything prior to that is a preparation. Because it's almost like the world becomes so much more layered when the third eye is fully activated. It's like you thought that you knew everything, but then you start seeing layers of this reality. Then it's like augmented reality. It's like you see the past, present, future all in the same moment. It's like you're never alone because your guides are communicating with you. It's like you have access to the Akashic records and the informational field of the entire universe. And you can translate that as a vessel. That is what a crone is. The wise woman. The witch, if you will. If you have to use that word, although the witch can be, in this case, it can be younger too. Doesn't really matter. But, you know, most witches of old were crones. Because that is, they went through the rising. That process was called the rising. So menopause is not really menopause. It's your feminine rising, you guys. It's your wisdom rising in you. So instead of resisting it, instead of saying, oh my God, I'm like halfway through the grave. This is it. I'm getting old. I don't know what to do. I have no value. You realize that now is the time for you to start having the time of your life to fully blossom, truly, because your wisdom is rising. And through your wisdom, so much understanding, so much happiness, so much calm, so much contentment is coming. Your abilities as a seer, as a healer, as an advisor, as some like a counselor, if you will, are only going to increase with time. That is the value. That, like a crone, is a female that is so connected to herself, to nature, to the universe, that she can be the healing waters of society. But because we lost the blooming of the crone and we lost the great rising, we're losing the human society. And yes, it's painful to watch the war and the genocide. It is painful to watch. But it is up to women actually to be the first domino that starts creating solutions. Because every male in power has a mother. Let me say that again. Every male in power has a mother. Every male in power, if they no longer have a living mother, has a wife. Or maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but a lot of men in power have wives. They may have husbands too, but I would say the vast majority still has a female next to them. And it is up to these women to nurture that wisdom inside through their crone archetype and lead the male, whether that is their son or that is their husband or that is their brother or whomever that is, towards making the right decisions for the greater good, right? Because men have the means, but women always know the way intuitively. And if you, you know, allow your wisdom to rise up through the great rising, then your intuition is going to lead you to the right answer for yourself, your family, and society at large. It cannot be any other way. So the question that I'm getting extremely loud from the collective is, Maria, thank you for selling us on this. We're already sold. Tell us what to do. love you guys. Yes, of course I'm going to tell you what to do. I mean, we didn't just gather here to like regurgitate all these lofty ideas. Here's the deal. It is a process and it's called the rising. It's a, call it a ritual. And then a thing that you do consistently for, well, ideally 1 year, although it doesn't mean, like consistently doesn't mean every day. But there is a transition period, right? When you start entering menopause and when you're essentially, if your symptoms begin, it's the right time for you to do this. So you're going to do this meditation. And usually what I recommend for that is it's a ritual. This used to be a sacred ritual where you would spend an entire week in like communion with other women that would help you go through the rising. During that week, you wouldn't work, quote unquote, all of your responsibilities would be taken care of by the tribe. And you would go into nature usually for your rising, because it's also the rising of your natural wisdom, natural, organic, what you were born with, innate, if you will, of Gaia, of Earth, right? As well as the cosmos, of course. But you would go in nature and you would spend a lot of times barefoot on the grass if, you know, if the season permitted. If not, you would still be walking with nature and communing with nature. All parts of nature, the earth, the trees, and the stars, of course. The stars, the sun, all of it, right? Different parts of nature. So it's a communion first, right? Going back into nature and recognizing that you're shifting a cycle. That requires a pause. The one thing that's good about the word menopause is because it has the word pause in it. It's because you're meant to pause as you're going into it. But of course, that's not how you read it. And so you allow, first thing, you allow your body to slow down. And then you start building new energy pathways within your body. The number one bridge that you need to build is between sacral and third eye. Literally connect to the two centers. You should imagine in a meditative state as you're going through this process, through the ritual, that you're building a bridge between the orange and the violet. And that bridge is built through the heart, of course. So you're connecting the three centers, right? So essentially you are creating the bridge of the three feminine centers, or the arc itself. And so in your sacral, you have this orange ocean. And this orange ocean is vast. It's an energy. And so what you need to do is rise up that ocean. So like literally imagine that you're taking that ocean in your hands and you're starting to rise it up slowly. That process may take like good 30 minutes just to rise that ocean up. And so you slowly rise it up, you bring it to the heart, and then you continue rising that orange ocean up to your third eye until your ocean of your sacral, your orange center, your second chakra, merges with your ocean of the third eye, which for a lot of people is not necessarily a territory that you have developed all that well. And what you would want to, because essentially you're transferring the power and the energy, you're allowing the energy to rise up. And then you create a home for this orange energy there, meaning you start merging your orange and your violet, creating one massive big ocean. And that's how your energy knows that it is its new home. Now, you would probably want to do the rising a few more times. Because again, this, you know, at one point, this was only done three times in ceremony. But there were literally women, wise women, to walk somebody through that experience and make sure that the energy has been transferred correctly. Here, the best advice that I can give you across the board is that do that as many times as is needed for you to feel like you transferred the energy. But not only that, your energy needs an outlet. You're going to continue having hot flashes unless the energy creates an outlet. What is the outlet? The outlet is in your third eye area. Your third eye needs to open up. So you want to imagine the opening in your third eye and that river floating out, that ocean becoming a river, and that river floating out of your third eye into the universe, connecting with the Akashic Records. In this particular instance, the Akashic Records may look like a net to you, like a spider web, like a web. And so just imagine that your river of your third eye energies is hugging the net of the Akashic Records, kind of like insulating it from the outside, merging with it, right? That is what this energy truly wants. The energy of your third eye, of that ocean, the combined ocean of your sacral and third eye, wants to go out and play into the ether. It wants to go out and play into the world. So you need to create an opening and an activation for it. And that is the path. And so I think for the sake of this, just to provide you clarity, I think you should do that ritual at least 7 times. The full rising from the orange to the third eye and then out. And you will start to notice that your intuitive abilities are growing. All of a sudden, the physical symptoms of menopause are diminishing if the energy starts flowing right. If your third eye starts interacting with what it needs to interact with in the etheric or energy realm, your hot flashes are going to be gone because it was your energy being hyper and not finding a place for itself. It's a very active energy. It wants to do things for you. It wants to do things for your loved ones. It wants to do things for society. It wants to do things for nature. But if it's trapped inside, then it cannot do any of those things. And so allowing it out through the third eye in the process of the grand rising is what you need to do as a female. And you will notice that you really begin to bloom. You would notice that you have a new appreciation and like appreciation for life. And it's almost like a new life force would open up in you, a new sense of purpose, a new sense of understanding of why you're here and why you showed up and why you chose to be a woman and all of the above. So invite the wisdom. Invite the crone. Embrace all of it. Don't make yourself wrong for any of it. You're not broken. And you're not second rate. And you're not any less significant when you're older. In fact, you are more significant. And we're going to shift the tides. Society is going to change. Because when women activate their wisdom archetype, when women start leading from their crone, when women start advising from their crone, when women start healing from their crone, the tides are going to shift because the value is going to be given where the value is due. The value is going to be assigned because people are going to see the impact. All of a sudden, the wise woman is going to be recognized again. So choose to become that woman against all odds. And I believe in you. All right. I wanted to see what questions the collective has on the menopause. The question is, thank you about the flashes, but, you know, are we going to fix the rest of the symptoms, you know, such as like the hair, et cetera, et cetera. On this planet, there are natural aging things, right? So there, you know, it is what it is. Like, look at men. Like, older men have arguably worse off skin than they did when they were 6 years old. So there are certain things that unfortunately are just a byproduct of how a human organism is aging these days, right? So, you know, would opening the right energy fix aging and essentially make you look like a 16-year-old? No, but it's also not meant to. It's not meant to, right? That energy is going to give you another life, if that makes sense, energetically. It's going to open up new horizons for you. That energy is going to invigorate your body 100%, but it's not going to necessarily reverse the aging. So I just want to make sure that that is clear. Yeah. What other question can I answer for the collective regarding menopause? The question is, what determines what age a female enters menopause? She'll have this question. Is whenever she's ready. Whenever she's ready to claim her wisdom is when that's going to come for her. And there is no right or wrong. In the same way that there is no right and wrong when you claim your wisdom teeth. It's whenever you're ready to claim your wisdom is when you claim your wisdom teeth. Whenever you're ready to claim your wisdom, you claim the crone archetype, not before. So it's all based on the natural cycles. It's all based on your personal history, the history of your lineage, your personal readiness also to step into that next part of your journey. That's that. And it's meant to be different. For everybody, every human being, every female is a unique and perfect snowflake. That is why your rhythms are going to be very different from anybody else's, right? So just trust your timing. It's all about trusting your timing. Your timing is always perfect for you. When your crone arrives, it's perfect for you. Just like when your motherhood arrives, it's perfect for you as well. Any other questions on the menopause? So the question is, does it mean that we cannot get or gain wisdom in a younger age? No, it doesn't. It's just your crone is the pinnacle of your wisdom. So if you have been wise when you were a kid, if you call it an old soul, although I don't like that definition, and you have been wise since you were 2 years old, then you still are going to experience a pinnacle when you are in your crone age. That is still going to be the pinnacle of your personal wisdom. Because you are, it's not a competition. It's not you against the world. It's not me versus them. You're on your own trajectory. Some women are wise from the get-go, and they still become wiser with age. All right, my darlings, I hope that this was helpful. I hope that we started dissecting some of the uncomfortable topics and the taboo topics. And I really hope, I sincerely hope that I gave you the ammunition to face the life changes and your own cycles in a way where you feel empowered. And when you recognize your own power, where you recognize that you are meant to bloom and blossom at every age, and especially when you enter menopause. I'm sending you a big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, darlings.